Well, it's really remaining mild over the coming 5 days. Quite windy, though, and there will be bands of rain pushing in from the west. And some of this is going to be quite heavy and intense from time to time as well. But looking at the detail today, we did have a lot of rain overnight, about half an inch or so in many places. That's well cleared away towards the east, and it's a bright start today. There'll be some nice spells of sunshine through the morning. Just a few showers around. We had one or two little heavy ones earlier on, but the more intense showers, heavy with risk of thunder and hail, are expected later in the afternoon from the west, coming in on a strong to gale force west to southwesterly breeze. Been particularly strong around the coasts and up over the higher ground. And the maximum temperature today, about 9 degrees, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Those showers will continue well through into the evening, and later overnight we'll find them gradually fading away, and we'll see more in the way of clear periods developing towards the end of the night. The strong to gale force west to southwesterly winds, they will eventually start easing down to a mainly moderate or fresh breeze, but they'll always remain that much stronger in the west and across the Isles of Scilly. Minimum temperature falling away to about 3 degrees, 37 degrees Fahrenheit across inland areas towards the east, but coastal areas will be several degrees milder than this. For tomorrow, Monday, it's a bright, rather chilly start today, but I'm afraid conditions will soon become cloudy from the west. That's going to bring in outbreaks of rain, generally from around mid-afternoon onwards, and some of this rain will be heavy at times. The winds will freshen, becoming fresh or strong, locally near gale force again, west or southwesterly. Top temperature, quite a mild day, 11 degrees, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Overnight remaining wet and windy, with that rain band slipping into the English Channel, but not really going that far away. Minimum temperature falling to 8 degrees, but recovering to about 11 degrees by the end of the night. For Tuesday, a very deep depression will develop in the mid-Atlantic. That moves rapidly towards the northeast, towards western Scotland. Be another windy day with further rain, heavy at times, being persistent throughout much of the day and into the early hours of Wednesday morning. And that fresh to strong, locally gale, southwesterly winds will continue. A very mild day, temperatures 12, 13 at best during the daytime. That's up to 55 degrees Fahrenheit and 8 or 9 degrees or so overnight. 46, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Wednesday will become drier and brighter as a little shallow ridge tries to build from the south. There will be some spells of sunshine around, but always a slight risk of picking up an odd shower here and there, almost any time during the day. And the winds fresh, locally strong, westerly. They will, however, back towards the southwest late in the day, and then we'll start to see cloudier skies beginning to push in from the west ahead of yet another system. Temperature-wise, 10 or 11 degrees, around 50, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Overnight temperatures, 7 to 9 degrees, 45 to 48 degrees Fahrenheit. For Thursday, after a bright start, becoming cloudy with a period of showers pushing in from the west. The winds fresh or strong, locally gale for a time southwesterly, veering towards the west and easing a little. Temperature-wise, 10 or 11 degrees at best, 50, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. And again, the overnight minimum temperature, very mild, 7 or 8 degrees, the mid-40s Fahrenheit. And the inshore waters valid until 6 a.m. tomorrow, Monday. Winds west 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 5 or 6 later, squally showers, the visibility moderate.